Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. I hope everybody is doing very well, and happy Easter for everybody who's listening. This week, I'm going to be talking to you about Archangel Michael. I'm sure everyone listening already knows who he is. I'm sure many of you actually already call upon him for help. So a lot of this, I'm sure, is not going to be new to you. Maybe a few little details here and there, but let's talk about him anyway. And let's begin with him historically and how we know about him. But always as a quick reminder, please note that the word archangel, it does mean angel of the highest rank. So again, some distinction between guardian angels that watch over us, you know, individually on a day-to-day basis, trying to keep us out of trouble, trying to prevent us from making, I don't know, turning left when we're supposed to be turning right. And, you know, really supporting us here on earth, different roles than the archangels themselves. So for Archangel Michael, his name does mean who is like God, which does reflect his loyalty and his devotion to God, or for our purposes, source, I guess. Archangel Michael appears in various spiritual texts, and he's a significant figure in several religious traditions, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. First, let's talk about Judeo-Christianity. Let's talk about that tradition where he's mentioned in the Bible specifically in the books of Daniel, Jude, and Revelation. Most angels in the Bible, they are portrayed as messengers. But Michael is kind of described in all three books as fighting or standing against evil spirits and principalities. He's more often than not depicted as a warrior and a protector of God's people. The prophet Daniel in the book of Daniel is told that Michael is the great prince who protects your people, which is said in Daniel 12:1. In Daniel 10:13, we do see that he is one of the chief princes. He is portrayed as a defender of Israel against spiritual adversaries, and he is seen as a heavenly guardian who fights against evil forces and advocates for God's righteous purposes. So in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, this book in particular describes Michael as leading an army of angels in a cosmic battle against the dragon, which we know as Satan, right? But against the dragon and his followers. Michael and his angels, of course, prevail, casting out Satan and his minions from heaven. Let's talk about Archangel Michael from a Catholic standpoint. So in Catholicism, he does have four different roles or four main offices. He is considered the leader of the army of God. So Michael is seen as the commander of heaven's forces, leading the angelic host in their battle against the powers of darkness. He serves as a model of spiritual warfare, reflecting the ongoing struggle between good and evil. Also in Catholicism, he is seen as the angel of death, which is very interesting because I guess from my perception, I have never seen him like that whatsoever. I didn't know that that was one of his main roles or offices, but he is regarded this way. He is seen as accompanying the souls that have departed to heaven, at least Christian souls that have departed to heaven. So at the moment of death, he offers the souls an opportunity for redemption, thwarting the devil's attempts to claim them. He's also seen as the weigher of souls. Michael is often depicted holding balanced scales, symbolizing his role in weighing souls during the last judgment. This does signify his involvement in the divine judgment of humanity. And lastly, he is seen as the guardian of the church. Michael serves as the guardian of the church and the chosen people. Throughout history, he's been revered by the military orders of knights, and he's considered the patron saint of various cities and countries, which brings me to him being a saint because, yes, you know, similar to the other archangels that we've already covered so far this year, he is also a saint. However, because he is an angel and not a human, he never went through the whole canonization process as the humans do. So St. Michael's feast day is September 29th, and it is the God forgive me, Michaelmas day. He is joined with two other angels, Gabriel and Raphael, who do share the same feast day of September 29th. He is the patron of soldiers, mariners, paratroopers, police, but he's also the patron of grocers, which is an interesting thing I didn't know about. He's further the patron of sickness and doctors, which is quite interesting given that I thought that role would be attributed to Archangel Raphael. But I guess that Michael does oversee those who are sick, those who need healing, which again, I understand that archangels are not limited to the roles that we've bestowed upon them, right? The categories that we've given them. So, according to, Catholicism, he does help those who are in need of some sort of physical, illness support. Catholics, however, they do frequently turn to Michael for protection and guidance. There is the prayer to Saint Michael that specifically implores his defense against the forces of darkness. And then there's the, and forgive me, I'm probably mispronouncing this, the chapelet or the chaplet of Saint Michael, which consists of nine salutations, each one dedicated to one of the choirs of angels, and it serves as a way to honor and seek the intercession of Saint Michael. We'll talk a little bit kind of about this at the end when we're talking about asking Michael for help. All right. And if you're thinking, do I have to refer to him as Saint Michael when I need assistance? No, you don't. Michael is not only mentioned in the Bible, but he is mentioned in our friendly book, the Book of Enoch, which is an ancient religious text attributed to Enoch, who was a person mentioned in the Bible in Genesis. We've talked about, I think we've touched on Enoch now for Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, but Michael is also in this book, right? So a little bit about Enoch, because I'm not sure how much we've touched on him, but according to tradition, Enoch was a righteous man who walked with God and was taken up to heaven without experiencing death. So he was just taken because he was such a good person. The Book of Enoch is not in the canonical Bible, but it is considered an important text in certain religious traditions. So let's talk about, where is Michael mentioned in the Book of Enoch? So we see him in chapter 9, and he's named as one of the four holy angels alongside Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, who saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and he interceded on humanity's behalf. In chapters 10, we do see him, we see God tasking Michael with binding the fallen angels, especially Azazel, and casting them into the abyss. In chapter 20, he's listed again as one of the seven archangels, which is interesting because in chapter 9, he's named as one of the four holy angels. In chapter 40, Michael travels with Enoch on a divine tour, explaining the secrets of nature and the places of judgment. And lastly, we do see him in chapter 71, where Enoch sees Michael along with the other primary archangels near the throne of God. So, what role does he play in the Book of Enoch? I would say that this book gives Michael a more prominent and multifaceted role compared to his portrayal in the Standard Bible or the Canonical Bible. In the Book of Enoch, he acts as an intercessor, so he pleads on behalf of humanity when the fallen angels cause destruction on the earth. He also acts as an enforcer of divine judgment, so he carries out God's command to bind the fallen angels and imprison them. He also acts as a cosmic guide. He acts as this cosmic guide to Enoch specifically and reveals hidden knowledge and the celestial mysteries. And further, I would say he acts as this huge high-ranking angel. He has this huge status as one of the seven archangels, and he's frequently near God's throne. And this is something that's heavily emphasized in the Book of Enoch. So there are some differences between his between, I would say, his biblical role and his Enochian role, if you want to call it that, where he is, I would say in the Book of Enoch, Michael's actions are far more pronounced. He's not just a defender, but he actively enforces punishment and even acts as a divine tour guide, right? Very different than what we find in the Bible. There's also more of an emphasis here on cosmic knowledge. So his role as a revealer of secrets and celestial mysteries is very unique to the Book of Enoch. And lastly, I would say that he appears to have a more prominent position with the angelic hierarchy in the Book of Enoch. How do we connect to Michael, right? Do we have to utilize a very specific prayer, like the prayer to Saint Michael, or, is there a very specific invocation that we need to use? Well, the good news is that no, you don't. You really don't. In this, along the same lines as there isn't just one way to pray or to communicate with the spirit realm, right? I mean, everybody can design their own specific rituals or have their own words that they use, or even their own specific prayers that they use to communicate with various types of spirits. But when it comes to the archangels, there is no required ritual. There is no required practice. It really is just calling upon them. This doesn't mean that you can't utilize a prayer or invocation. You can recite specific prayers that are dedicated to him, such as the Saint Michael the Archangel prayer. You can do that as well, but really, you can invoke Michael, which really means just repeating his name a few times. I usually like to do everything in threes, so I will call upon him in threes, whether mentally or out loud. Either way, I feel his presence, and then he helps in whatever I need support with for the most part. I did want to deviate here for a second to talk about his personality because Michael shows up the way he wants to show up. I don't know what, I mean, I know what I mean when I'm saying that, but I don't know why you're calling upon him, but just as an example here, like if there's a negative entity around me or hanging out or bothering me, or if I'm having a horrific nightmare and I wake up from it and I could feel something dark in the room, I will certainly call out to him. And he has a lot of jokes, even at a time where it feels the most inappropriate, but it does lighten the mood. And he is there to protect and guide you. And I think most of us do call upon him for that, like the guidance, but and the protection, 100% the protection, right? But he will always show up. So that's one thing I always want to remind people, that when you call upon your team, they're going to come. Okay, so even if you can't feel them, see them, or hear them, they're still there. That's where the trust and faith really comes in. But if you are in a bind, or if something feels very safe, it is, a good thing to call upon him for protection and for help. I certainly can promise you that he will be there. One thing to add, one time, I guess I'll give you two very, very, very minimal stories here. My sister was having a situation with a dark spirit, and she called upon him, and she told, she called me the next morning, as she always does with all her dark episodes. And she told me, or she asked me a question. She said, "Hey, does Archangel Michael have a blue sword?" And I said, "You know what? I think he does. I think he does." And she said, "Well, there was this thing in my room last night that was all crawling on me, and also the very scary stuff I'm not going to relay here, but when she called upon him, he was fighting it, and he had a very big blue sword that he used," which is very interesting because I don't think I've seen that in particular, but I read about that. So he's there to defend you, and he has your back. The other little story I'll give you here is there were a series of days or evenings where I experienced something very dark in my room, or I could hear it, and it was really terrible. So I called upon Michael. I was calling upon him every night that week, and it was the third time he had come, and he was like, "Long time no see, huh?" And and I was like, "Are you serious right now? Right now?" But he's super, super helpful, and he will make sure that you are fully, fully protected. So he has a lot of jokes, but he's also very serious. But I, when I really feel that I'm unsafe, and I don't mean just with dark entities in the spirit realm, but I mean in a situation here on the earth where I feel unsafe, I will call upon him, and I will feel his presence, and I feel way more secure with that. So, all right, I deviated there for a second. You can also connect with Michael through meditation, of course, through meditation and visualization. I understand, and I get told this all the time that some people, well, I can't meditate. I can't meditate, Deanna, so I don't know what I'm going to do. And I understand the first, I understand. When we sit down to meditate, our minds go everywhere, and mine still does. Mine still does after all these years. I'll start thinking about what I have to do that day, what happened at work the other day, and I need to take care of this. And if I don't do that, this is going to happen, and all of that. And then I realize that's what I've been thinking for 15 minutes. So, one great thing to do is to visualize Michael sitting there with you or standing in front of you and having a conversation with him about whatever is worrying you, what you need insight on. When I say this, I don't mean, okay, Michael, give me X, Y, and Z. No, right? This is, guidance and learning to help you on your journey so that, you can continue to grow, but also receive the insight that will be helpful moving forward to help maybe guide you to the appropriate next steps. So visualizing him in your mind, and there's no wrong way to do this, you guys. If you need to see, the traditional portrayal or depiction of Michael with huge wings and armor, then that's completely fine. Go ahead. And you can imagine him standing there having a conversation with you. And even though you might be thinking, oh, well, I'm just making it up in my head, the information that you will receive will be positive and super insightful. Okay. The other way to connect with Michael is through reading and studying, believe it or not. Learn about him. When you learn about a spirit, you deepen your understanding and your connection with them. And this applies to anything, really. It doesn't really matter which spirit it is you're connecting to. If you want to further your connection with that spirit, study them, learn about them, make them your focus. Remember, whatever you focus on expands, right? So let's say I wanted to learn a lot more about Metatron, for an example. As an example, I would study everything about him. I would meditate with him. I would visualize with him. I would talk to him at night before I go to sleep, asking him for guidance in my dream state. Things like that. You build relationships. And you can do that with any of the archangels that you wish. And then the last thing that I kind of I had it and I just had it here at the top of my head, and I feel like I'm already forgetting it. If you want to connect with any of these angels, they are there to help. That is their role, by the way. Not just the archangels, but your guardian angels are always there, and they're always wanting to step in and help you, no matter how big or how small the situation is. So don't feel like you're burdening them with your problems day in, day out. They're really there to help as much as they can. If the lesson, I mean, if there is a lesson that you really need to go through and they can't, intervene, then they're not, but they're still going to give you that comfort and your support. And something I've said before, and I think it warrants mentioning here, the angels and the archangels do not incarnate as humans, period. They don't. They do have their own evolution, though. They're constantly evolving as all things that have been created do, right? It doesn't matter what species they are. Everything is in a state of evolution, even though they have never been a human, all right? So they have not had a physical incarnation. They still can feel what you're going through. They feel it like we feel it. They are sentient just like we are. So sometimes, it can be frustrating, or I've heard people tell me that they're frustrated because, yeah, they can call on your guardian angels or the angels, and they're like, oh, all is great, all is love. Well, sometimes we don't feel that way, and we want, the being who's like, I understand, I get it. Your spirit guides, remember, they've been humans, but also do not don't forget that your angels can feel exactly what you're going through. And side note here, you can probably hear an ice cream truck in the background, which is bizarre because I didn't know that we did that still. Anyway, there was something else I wanted to say, and it's completely gone. But I just want to say, Archangel Michael is such a fantastic, I mean, they're all great. They're all wonderful angels, and they are there to help you. And I promise you, even if you are not Christian, you don't have to be Christian to call upon the angels or messengers. They're helpers for all of humanity, regardless of who you are. So if you need support with anything today, tomorrow, or later, no matter what, call upon them and ask them for direct guidance. And then when you feel directed to look at something when you're driving on the road. Let's say you looked up at the billboard and you saw something and it's like, huh, that's interesting. That's the message. Okay, there it is. You have it right there. So take note of it. And that's, I always feel like that's our responsibility, is to pay attention. The last thing that I wanted to say is that just because we have a current list of, or we have a list, our list of archangels, that is not the list, I'll put it that way. Remember, the creator, I'll put it like that, or maybe I should just say source in general, is always creating, everything is always expanding. So there are so, I just heard as I'm talking to you, dozens and dozens and dozens of angels and archangels that are here to help you. So let's say, I just want to give you an example. Let's say you're meditating and you get a name, or you see an angel come forward and they give you a completely different name outside of the ones that we traditionally refer to. Do not negate that name just because you didn't hear Raphael, Jeremiah, I don't know, Uriel, Gabriel, Michael, Metatron. If it is something else, ask why they are there. How are they there to help you? And they will tell you why they're there. They're coming into a part of your life when you are, when they really need to intervene, or when they really need to offer you the support or the knowledge or the guidance for that part of your life. That's something else I wanted to add, right? So don't discount the angel's name. You can always ask for confirmation, and they will show you, they'll give you that, they'll validate your experience. You just, again, it's your responsibility to look and pay attention. So the last thing that I wanted to mention here is that certain archangels are more prominent in your life at certain times in your life. So I will just give you an example. So when I first started out on this path, Archangel Michael was there 9 times out of 10. He was always there, and so was Gabriel. They were very, very prominent for several years. And then I noticed, out of the blue, Uriel popped up, and he explained to me why. He has been the archangel around me now for a good 5 to 6 years straight. He and another archangel who is not mentioned in the traditional seven. I guess there's more than seven archangels, but he showed up out of the blue for a reason, and he's also still around. And I had to do the same thing. I'm telling you, confirm the name, because I never heard of this archangel before. But everything has its season, right? And we're always going through a specific cycle in our life. So certain archangels will show up more than others. And then when you change to a new cycle, or if there's a transformation that you're undergoing or a rebirth, then another or a different archangel may start to step in to help you with that cycle. So just be mindful of that. Let's say that you called upon somebody, but somebody else came. There's a reason for that. Accept the help. All right, everybody. I really hope that this was helpful today. Again, Archangel Michael is fantastic, and I'm always wondering how he can be at multiple places at once, as they all can. Everybody, please take care of yourselves, and we'll be talking again soon. And happy Easter. All right, everybody. Archangel Michael is here with me today. I'm actually feeling him come in stronger. Thank you. And we're going to be talking. Or he will be speaking on the topic of believing in your own light. I just heard that loud and clear. He said he will. I was having a struggle hearing him clearly, and he just said, I'll try to pronounce things better, more, louder. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. He said there's a fundamental misunderstanding about the self, and many people are misguided when it comes to a true, real understanding of their own selves. Many of us look at ourselves with a very narrow eye, and we see only the human aspects of the self rather than seeing who we are holistically inside. He said, we are not limited to what the eye sees. We are expansive beings beyond what the mind can conceive. He said, there are no limits to, or there are no boundaries really for the spirit. Self and for the spirit's ability to expand itself. And he said, this is really matters for you to hear these words, because right now there are many people on the planet or in this population who limits themselves based off of
what they have been taught, and how they have been taught to perceive themselves and their limitations here. So his goal is to expand your mind about the self today. We are bigger than ourselves, that our soul is so mighty and expansive that to even catch a glimpse would be shocking to the human self. He said, to simplify, we are bigger and better than we believe. But many of us feel small. Many of us have misinterpreted our true selves, and our perceptions misperceive our own spirit identity. He said he's going to clarify this, that many of us have hearts that are waking up to something bigger and better, something greater than we can imagine, but we have so much fear and doubt that it's clouding us from being able to act on the awakening, and that it is our doubts and our fears that are magnifying instead of the wisdom of our own hearts. So truly, his goal is to help you remember the true self, as opposed to the imposter self that most of us have at the forefront of our mind, and that most of us have given credence to a good portion of our lives. And he said, believing in self and the true self is what matters most here. He said, even not being afraid to shine a light on the true self, because it has many things to offer. And of course, it came here with a plan indeed, but it requires your belief in it and the belief in and the true self and the soul and the soul's ability to magnify itself. So I'm asking him for clarity, like, what do you mean by that? He said, huh, we magnify ourselves when, yes, we believe, love, and trust ourselves, but when we help other people, and that is in all souls' plans. It doesn't matter who you are here. Our goal is to help each other here. We each have something of value to offer, and when we come together as one, things magnify. And it is the brightest light you will ever see, spiritually. But it requires to alleviate the mind from disbelief, to perceive the self better, and of course, he said, as always, to heal the heart, as that is what humans must do here. He said, when you heal the heart, it is a journey of grieving, like the human self, healing what has happened, forgiving our fears, our lack of trust. But he said, once we shed all of the past, because really it is all past thoughts about the selves, and it is the past, and our thoughts about ourselves that disable us here. Once we are able to weaken that shield that we've put around us, something bigger and better will emerge. Something greater, he said again, greater than the eye can see, and that is the true spirit of the self. But it requires your self-belief. In order to do anything here, he said, you must believe in the self, in the true wisdom of the true self, and have the courage to act. All creatures must have that, regardless of who you are. He says, matter-of-factly, I just heard that come in, that we are all great beings of light. We do need each other here to help each other. So remember that on your journey, that you are needed, that you are wanted. And he said that, yes, you are loved, that you are truly just an emanation of love, of the love of the mighty power, it's what I heard, of all that is. He said, but collectively, we are one light in truth. All of us beings generate light and love. He said, for that is what we are. He said, but this light is dulled out due to immense fear. And he also said a lack of faith in the self and your capabilities. So he wants you to work on strengthening faith in your own self and faith in your connection to divinity and your ability to help others. I just heard this. Okay, he said, many of you feel disenfranchised right now. He said, there are a lot of things happening on the planet that are horrific, that if you allow yourself to feel it to the nth degree, it feels like it's eating you alive, to witness, to endure. And there are other things happening, he said, at this time. All things have their place. Remember that all things happen, and all things have it for a reason, he said, but all things have a given trajectory as well. Nothing stays forever. Nothing lasts forever. Everything is in a state of flux, he said. Everything is in a state of change. Just remember that as you are on your path, he said. So when the ego mind has a hold of your heart, has a hold of the self, when things are hard here, remember all things change. All things are in a state of flux. Nothing lasts forever except the true self. He said, the reason that he is bringing this to your awareness or to your attention is because things feel very hard right now, or you're experiencing some personal hardships that perhaps not everybody is privy to, that you have kept private for yourself. But he wants you to know, to remind you that you matter, even if you feel invisible to the naked eye or the eyes of other, that you matter, you are worthy, and that you are here to help lift up humanity, to lift up man's heart, he just said. He said, but he wants you to work on, he said, truly valuing the self, really believing the self. It strengthens your heart and it strengthens your mind, he said, and it strengthens your capacity to help others because you will have more courage than you know what to do with. And he's also saying that to call on him when you wish to help others, when there's a problem, even when there's a problem that you're addressing privately, or when you're working with bigger groups and there are problems, he said, call on him for help and guidance in those moments. Take a pause. He just said, take a pause when you are feeling stress, frustration, when you're in a pickle. Take a pause first and ask him for help and guidance. Ask him to help you see the light in the darkness, and that is what he will bring. And he will refocus your attention so that you can see the truth, really. I'm asking if there's anything else that he wants to say in this moment. I just heard he has plenty to say, Deanna. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Okay, sorry. He said, we all agreed to help each other here and to master ourselves to a certain degree, master our challenges that we laid out for ourselves. And we all help each other with that. He said, yes, there are grievances that we have with each other and with this realm specifically, but we are here to master these challenges, to learn about ourselves, and we learn more about ourselves when we overcome these challenges. He said, but also remember the challenge that you are learning when you are able to overcome or surmount, he just used the word surmount, then you will be able to extend help to others who are undergoing that challenge. You then know how to overcome, and it will be a privilege on your behalf to help the other person. So remember that all good things come from those challenges in your life, from those hardships. He said, and do not allow your ego to take you away from that very truth, because it can be difficult to see that when you're in the midst of pain or hardship. But ask for him, he said. Ask for his help and his guidance, and he will be there to help you in the most unlikeliest of ways. That's really kind. Okay. I'm seeing if there's anything else. He's saying, he said, have faith and determination in this life that you lead, faith in yourself, faith in your own capabilities, faith in your own heart. And he also said that we all have, I'm trying to find the right word here, we all have more power than we can see. And we can draw from that power to grow, to help others, and to excel, if you will, in this life. The last thing he wants to talk about is connectivity here. Connecting to the inner wisdom of the self is what I just heard. The heart. He said the heart has its own inner power. And he said again, remember, it has its own inner mind. It has wisdom that you can access on a daily basis, unremoved from you. It is within yourself. access that power, access the knowledge, the wisdom, that's what he said, the wisdom that it carries. And it will give you hope too, and encouragement. And he said, it's there for the taking. No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter from where you descend, is what I heard. Have faith in that. And he said, all true guidance comes from therein anyway, anyhow. And he said, that is also where we place our light, is within your heart. Reach for that. And I feel like there's one other thing. It's like on the cusp. Of course. He says, love yourselves. I'm sure we're all happy to hear this all the time. Love yourselves, love yourselves. Even during the hardships, he said, love your endurance. Love your ability to overcome. And he wants to leave you with that, I just heard. He said, the power of love, the power of the inside. He said, it is remarkable. It's a remarkable thing. Connect to that. Connect therein, I keep hearing, to the wisdom of the self. And I just heard, indeed, Deanna. The wisdom of the heart, the true speaker of all things. The true wisdom of God is what I heard, is therein. Connect to that. Connect to the heart, he said. And he also wants me to say, connect more often. So if you're not, I think most of us, and this is just me speaking, you know, when we need guidance, and because they're there to help you, and so is your guide and your angels and everybody else. But he said, you know, connect within first. Ask for the wisdom of the true self. It is not hiding there, he said. It is your responsibility to seek it out, or job, to seek it out. And listen closely for its guidance and for its wisdom. He said, it is whispering therein. All right. Whew. And it is the divine mind itself. Okay, so let me just say thank you to Michael. I'm very grateful for his presence here. And there's another archangel hanging out. Oh my God. Okay. So I'm laughing because I didn't say this during the show, you guys, but do you remember at the end how I told you there was another archangel who popped up whose name I had never heard of? And it took me a while to confirm him. And the only way I confirmed him actually was through a friend who I never told anybody about him, but he kept showing up. A friend of mine was doing a reading and she heard his name and she asked me if I knew the name, and lo and behold, I was like, okay, I got this right. So I'll just tell you, since we're all here, his name is Ezekiel and he's here right now. I just heard that, Ezekiel, like he's here too. So, and he's just telling me if I have some doubts, I really need to call upon him for some help and guidance. So how funny that he's here lingering about, I just heard, to help with some wisdom. Anyway, everybody, thank you for listening. I really hope that these messages are super helpful, super encouraging. And always remember, you can call upon them for some guidance, support, encouragement, and even comfort in times of need. All right, everybody, have a good week. Happy Easter. Take care of yourselves.